to Jesus. We thank you for your breath. We praise you for your breath. We honor you for a refreshing that comes from your presence, moving us from glory to glory. We receive a fresh breath, and we thank you for it. In Jesus' mighty name, we have worshipped. Our new bulletin is out for the month of March and April. The month of March is very special to all women in all places, all over the world. The month of March is a month for the women. Praise the Lord. Today is a Sunday that we celebrate women. It is International Women's Day. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. If there is a woman in your life, be it your mother, your friend, your sister, your cousin, your auntie, your girlfriend, your wife, please put your hands together for those women in your life. Hallelujah. Let the men put their hands together. I can see some men, they are not applauding women. Hallelujah. Please, don't take us for granted. We carry power. We carry influence. Praise the Lord. You can imagine what the world will be if there is no woman inside of it. Hello, somebody. I can assure you to be shapeless. You see, that was why God himself looked at it and said, I can't finish this work like this. If I finish it like this, it will be rigid. It will be shapeless. It will be tasteless. It will not be good. This man will not have the best that life has for him. I have to bring a woman. Praise the Lord. Come on, help me celebrate women one more time. Hallelujah. Come on, celebrate. Celebrate your mother. Even if you have some women that have not treated you right, celebrate your mother at least. Now she born you. Glory be to Jesus. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. I honor every woman that is here today. And the Lord will honor you also in Jesus' mighty name. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Please, I want everyone to really make it a point of duty. Please read this bulletin and bless someone. In fact, as many people as possible, bless them with a copy of this bulletin this month. There is an article there, and it is very important because God gave me this. When I wrote it down, as the Lord gave it to me, I even said, would I have enough space in this bulletin to put everything? After it was typed, I said, would we have enough space? Maybe I should look for a way to expunge some things from there. And the Holy Ghost said, just put it there the way it is. This is what I have spoken to you. And let the word hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying expressly to the church. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So I want you to make it a point of duty as something that the Lord Jesus has sent you to do. And you must fulfill it. Make sure that from your hand, as many people as possible receive this word. And I believe God that God will change lives.
Amen.
By his word that he has spoken.
Praise the Lord. Also, reading the Bible daily will change your life. Just reading the Bible daily, it will change your life. Praise the Lord. So let's encourage other people to read the Bible as we also encourage ourselves. So in this bulletin, we continue. And it is there. Please, can the usher distribute? So Bible reading from the month of March and month of April. It's already written in the bulletin. So you know what you need to read from the first day of March to the last day of the month of April. Praise the Lord. If for any reason you miss one day, don't be discouraged. Continue. Hallelujah. For example, if you miss 6th or 7th of March, and you are in 10th of March, just go to 10th of March and start reading again. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. One thing about the Word of God is God can speak to you from any part of the Bible. Hallelujah. He can speak to you from any part of the Bible. A woman of God that God has been using internationally, international speaker, a very renowned speaker, a general overseer in her church, has a son who just decided he was going to be an atheist. Didn't believe God. Didn't go to church. Didn't even believe there is a God. Hello? And the mother is a pastor, general overseer. And she was praying and praying. She will preach. People will give their lives to Christ. But her son refused to give his life to Christ. Said, there's nothing like that. God doesn't exist. Very brilliant mind. Intellectually astute. Very cerebral guy. Has about 3 PhDs. But didn't believe that there is a God. Hallelujah. But one day, hello, I don't know how long you've been praying for something to happen in your life. 10, 20, 30. In one day, when God shows up, all those years you have been waiting would not mean anything whatsoever. You will be and say like Joseph said, the Lord has made me to forget. Hallelujah. One day, came to visit the mother. This is not a young person, no. He's over 30. Came to visit the mother. The mother said, you are still an atheist. He said, yes, all these things you are doing. Came to spend the weekend. And the mother said, just read the Bible. Just read the Bible. And he said, where, what do you want to show me there? What is it? I don't believe in all these things that is written there. It's just, it's just something that somebody just cooked up somewhere. And then all of you are sheepishly and then, just obeying something that you don't know anything about. And the mother said, just read. He said, where? Just read anywhere. This weekend you are sharing with me, just read the Bible. And he said, well, you are my mom. If you ask me to do something, I'll just do it. I'll do it for you because you asked me. Hello? That is why if your walk with God does not become an encounter, it's a waste of time. The boy came out of the room. The woman, of course, was praying and said, Lord, you've got to meet with this guy. He can't continue like this. By the time he came out of his own room, Sunday morning, he came out weeping and crying. And the mother said, what is happening? He said, Mom, it's true. He's real. He was crying. The mom was shivering. What happened? Where did you read? He read the book of Ezekiel. That was where he read. God met him in the book of Ezekiel. Don't think it's only when you read Romans. Hallelujah. That you think that God will meet you. Ezekiel, even the mother was
astounded that in the book of Ezekiel, God can actually prove that he is real. And he proved to him that he is real. He's serving God now. He's on fire for God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Reading the Bible will change your life. Help me tell your neighbor. So let's make sure we give it to people. You read the Bible. There are too many confused people in the world. They are all around us. Tell them to read the Bible. Hallelujah. And God will meet them right there. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let's put our hands together for Jesus. Amen. Amen. Shall we pick up our Bible so that we quickly go into what God has for us today? Yesterday I was talking about it. I said there are three things that as a believer, fellowshipping with God and fellowshipping with the saints, coming to church, you can't just be coming to church as a religious order or a religious tenet. Praise the Lord. When you come to the assembly of saints, you must come purposefully. You must enter the presence of God with a desire in your heart to know God more. Praise the Lord. To have an encounter with the power of God. Praise the Lord. And for a transformation of your life. So when you wake up, you said, Lord, I am going to church. Today, let me encounter your power. It's important. Praise the Lord. We pray, we say, let no one remain the same. The only way you will not remain the same is that you encounter the power of God. For nobody encounters the power of God and their lives are not transformed. Nobody. Check the Bible. All the heroes of faith. When Jacob had an encounter, everything changed. In fact, his name changed. Glory be to Jesus. Everything changed. I'm going to have you to get up on your feet right now and you are going to pray that prayer. So that in case you just came here just to think, okay, let me occupy one seat today. In case you came here today as a religious person, I want you to be transformed to a spiritual person. Praise the Lord. You are going to pray that prayer. Father, I thank you for every opportunity to come to the assembly of the saints. Today, Father, let me know you better. Father, transform my life. Father, let me have a divine encounter with your power. And let it change my life. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. You may be seated. Praise God forevermore. Please open your Bible quickly and let's move. I don't know if I have, you say, I have so much to say to this morning, but I'm not sure I have enough time to say it. Hallelujah. I'm not sure I have enough time. But wherever the Holy Spirit takes me and the time is up, I'm going to stop. And I believe that the kingdom of God is in power, it is not in word. So it's not how many things that I say that is important, but that the power of God is released in your direction to change your circumstance. That is all that is important. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The Bible said Jesus told the disciples, come, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. And the Bible said immediately they followed. Hallelujah. He wasn't preaching for 1 hour. All he said was a sentence. Come, follow me. And they followed him. Hallelujah. I'm praying for you that you will hear the voice of God today and you will hearken to that voice. And so, Father, let every ear be open in this place. Let every eyes be open to receive your word today. Let there be a divine illumination. Whatsoever has been blocking their ears from receiving what the Spirit of God is saying expressly, Release your fire right now to consume it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. I pray that prayer because a lot of people come to meetings like this. You come to services like this. And then it's like nothing happens. I do not want to hear a word of God, and I will not have a testimony as a result of that word. Praise the Lord. You should. Every word of God that is being preached, you should have a testimony concerning that word. We shouldn't have people come next Sunday and they will not have a testimony based on what they hear today. Hallelujah. You know why? The Bible says that after the seed is being sown, things begin to happen immediately. The Bible says the enemy comes immediately. Persecution comes as a result of the word that is being spoken. So the word cannot be spoken and something will not happen. Oh. Praise the Lord. So it is important to know that even if opposition comes as a result of the word that you hear, it is so that you can have a testimony. For there is no testimony without a test. And that is why church should not be a religious gathering, but a spiritual experience. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is doing something in the life of his children. We can't remain the same again. Hello? I strongly believe that is it 1 Kings chapter 18, where Elijah was faced with all those priests of Baal. And he said, today, something has to shift. Something has to be distinguished. Hallelujah. We have got to know in whom power resides. Praise the Lord. If Baal is God, we will know. If God Almighty is God, we will also know. Amen. And every experience that we have to go through in life is to distinguish God from all other things that call themselves God. Can I hear an amen to that? Amen. So you can't hear a word and then you are not looking for how that word will become your experience. That is the purpose of the word being preached. That is the purpose of the word that is being taught. It is to change your mind and change your life. Heal your wounds. Correct your goals so that you can conform with the stature and the measure of Christ himself. So that when those who do not know this Christ Jesus have an encounter with you, they will have an encounter with him. Somebody once said, he said, even though it is not written like that in the Bible, but then you can actually imply that we are all Jesus's. When you grow up, your hand will reach the shelf. Hallelujah. Open your Bible to the book of Kings chapter 2. 2 Kings chapter 2. Like I said, if I don't have enough time, please, will you allow me to continue it next Sunday? Yes. Praise God. Thank you.
Second Kings chapter 2, we are going to read verses 1 to 15. It's a long read, but thank you, Jesus. And I title today's message, Silencing the Arrogance of the Wicked One. Silencing the arrogance of the wicked one.
The word is about to flow out of me like rivers of living water.
Let's rise on our feet and read. 2 Kings chapter 2 from verse 1. Are you there? One to go. And it came to pass when the Lord would take up Elijah into heaven by a whirlwind, that Elijah went with Elisha from Gilgal. And Elijah said unto Elisha, tarry here, I pray thee, for the Lord has sent me to Bethel. And Elisha said unto him, as the Lord liveth, and as I so liveth, I will not leave thee. So they went down to Bethel. And the sons of the prophets that were at Bethel came forth to Elisha and said unto him, knowest thou that the Lord will take away thy master from the head today? And he said, yeah, I know it. Hold ye your peace. Let me stop there first. Glory be to Jesus. When God wants to move you from surviving to thriving, there will be some sons of prophets. Hallelujah. But they are necessary. They are necessary. Hallelujah. Because you see, when your testimony comes, somebody must be confounded. Let's read on. Verse 4. And Elijah said unto him, Elisha, tarry here, I pray thee, for the Lord has sent me to Jericho. And he said, as the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. So they came to Jericho. And the sons of the prophets that were at Jericho came to Elisha and said unto him, knowest thou that the Lord will take away thy master from thy head today? And he said, yeah, I know it. Hold your peace. Do you see? He went to a place, Bethel. They were there. He went again to Jericho. They were still there. Hello? Saying the same thing. That's what the wicked one does. And the wicked people, they begin to follow. But it is good they are following. Because when they see your mess, it will end in a message for them. Hallelujah. Let's read on. And Elijah said unto him, tarry, I pray thee here, for the Lord has sent me to Jordan. Is somebody listening? And he said, as the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. And they too went on. And 50 of the sons of the prophets went and stood to view afar off. So they are viewing afar off. They are viewing. They are there. Hallelujah. You know, when they said that some people are playing football, now they said because of the coronavirus, that they will not allow spectators to be there. Their supporters will not be in the stadium. So it is between that one team and the other team. You know, that is not sweet. It is when you are in a full stadium, and then the players have their own supporters shouting, praising, charging them on. That is when the thing is sweeter. It increases their confidence to do exploits. Praise the Lord. But they said they shut them out. They can be discouraged. Hello? If the other team is beating them, they will have no mental state to rise above the defeat. Because they do not have supporters. The people viewing things that are not working in your life, at the end, they will be your supporters. Just receive what God is saying. Because I don't know how the Holy Spirit is going to put everything together today. Hallelujah. Can we read on? Verse 8. And Elijah took his mantle and wrapped it together and smote the waters, and they were divided hither and thither, so that they too went over on dry ground. And it came to pass, when they were gone over, that Elijah said unto Elisha, ask what I shall do for thee before I be taken away from there. And Elisha said, I pray thee, let a double portion of thy spirit be upon me. And he said, thou hast asked a hard thing. Nevertheless, if thou see me when I'm taken from thee, it shall be so unto thee. But if not, it shall not be so. And it came to pass, as they still went and talked, and behold, there appeared a chariot of fire and horses of fire, and parted them both asunder. And Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven. And Elisha saw it, and he cried, my father, my father, the chariot of Israel and the horsemen thereof. And he saw him no more, and he took hold of his own clothes and rent them in two pieces. He took up also the mantle of Elijah that fell from him, and went back and stood by the bank of Jordan. Stop there. He took the mantle that fell off Elijah. Glory be to Jesus. Elisha said, when you see me, the Bible said Elisha saw him. I'm going somewhere. Because today it's important for believers to understand the concept of authority as opposed to the concept of power. Praise the Lord. He saw it. He took the mantle. What did he do with the mantle? He parted the Jordan with it. And let's see what really happened. Verse 13. He took up also the mantle of Elijah and that fell from him, and went back and stood by the bank of Jordan. And he took the mantle of Elijah that fell from him and smote the waters and said, where is the Lord God of Elijah? In other words, where is power? Glory be to Jesus. And when he also had smitten the waters, they parted hither and thither. Elisha went over. What Elijah did, Elisha also did. Why? Because power showed up. Praise the Lord. Authority was given by Elijah. When he acted on that authority, power was released. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Hey, let us hear from the viewers. Verse 15. And when the sons of the prophets which were to view at Jericho saw him, they said, ah, the spirit of Elijah doth rest on Elisha. There is power that is resting on this guy. What made them to make that statement? And they came to meet him and bowed themselves to the ground before him. When there is power, the people shall be willing. When power is released, those that were viewing you will begin to honor you. When power is released, those that thought you are not much of a much, they will see you right up there. Those that look down on you will start looking up to you. Praise God forevermore. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for what you're about to do with your word here today. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. For what you are doing right now, even with that which has been spoken. For there is life in your word. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for having your way. Our hearts are open to receive the word. By this word, let every ignorance disappear. Amen. By the word of power,
Let every timidity give way to courage. By the word of your power, let every fear disappear. Let faith replace it. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Glory be to your name. You may be seated. Silencing the arrogance of the wicked one. Many Christians today are struggling. You know, a lot of people are really struggling in their walk with God. Struggling with faith. Struggling with how they can really demonstrate the character and the nature of God. They are struggling between walking by faith or walking by sight. There are so many struggles that are going on with many people who say they are believers. They are facing all manner of dilemma in their lives. A lot of contradictions. God has said this, but your experience is contradicting what God has said. Some are praying. They are not seeing the results of their prayer. Like we said yesterday, that hope deferred maketh the heart sick. So there are a lot of people who emotionally are actually sick. And unfortunately, many are even believers. Born again, born of the Spirit of God. Citizens of the kingdom of God. In a kingdom where nothing is lacking, nothing is broken, and nothing is missing. But a lot of people are missing a lot of things. Why are these things so? What is really going on? Why is it difficult? Why must it be a struggle to experience or to take delivery of our inheritance? Why are we struggling to come into the blessings of the covenant when the Bible refers to us as covenant children? Praise the Lord. Why is it that we are not seeing the kind of progress that we ought to see based on what the Word of God says? You know, I was reading something, you know, in the Bible again, just early this morning, about what the, you know, the Bible says about our inheritance. In 2 Peter chapter 1, the Bible talks about our inheritance. He said, by his divine power, he has given us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. Praise the Lord. So that's nothing missing. Everything that you need to live a life that will glorify God on earth, the Bible says God has already made this available. It is available. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Also, Jesus said to his disciples, he said, all things are now ready. In other words, they are now available. There is no miracle that God is just going to go and do. It is already available. Praise the Lord. Is there anybody here who has a need? I mean, you have a need in your life right now and you want God to meet that need. Is there anybody like that? That the Bible says what you need is already available. There is nothing missing. There is nothing you need right now that God is just going to go into his creation room or his creation laboratory and go and do some lab something to bring it out. All things are ready. Praise the Lord. In fact, if all things were not ready and God will now have to go and ask, to go and create something for you, then it means that Jesus will have to die many times over. Because it means that his initial sacrifice will not be enough for a new creation. There will have to be another crucifixion. But the Bible says they will have a high priest who once laid his life down. Hallelujah. And he said, it is finished. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So whatever is the day, why then are we struggling so much? Why is the devil terrorizing us so much? Why are the sons of the prophet, the viewers, talking nonsense? You see, beloved, if you are going to take delivery of your inheritance, the blessings that Jesus died to give to you, He gave us, He made a covenant of peace for us, covenant of prosperity, covenant of life, covenant of prosperity, of life, of peace. If we are going to enjoy what He died, shed His blood to give to us, you must be careful whose voice you are listening to. Praise the Lord. There are many voices. But unfortunately, a lot of us who call ourselves Christians are always listening to the wrong voices. We make decisions based on wrong voices. I ask you this morning, whose voice are you listening to? Whose voice do you honor? Because the voice that you honor will determine the results that you will get in life. Praise the Lord. If it is not the voice of God, it will end in disappointment. It will end in discouragements. It will end in frustrations. So you must be careful. Ask yourself, whose voice? When you took a decision and it ended in a mistake, go back and ask yourself a very hard question. Who spoke to you that you acted the way you acted? Whose voice did you listen to? What did you hear? And from whom that led you to make a decision that you made? And then you discover, I shouldn't have been here. I should not have made the decision. You listen to a voice. You had something, and you heard it from someone. Is somebody following God here today? Hallelujah. Beloved, this is important. I believe that God has sent me here today. I don't know. Maybe it's for one person. Maybe God sent me to you that is confused, that have a lot of dilemma, that your heart is troubled, your soul is disturbed, because you cannot really see your way out of the dilemma that you face in life. You are hearing that God has better plans for you. God wants to take you to a better place. That what God wants for you is not for you to just be surviving, it's for you to thrive. And to thrive means you are prospering, you are progressing. Praise the Lord. In other words, in business, if you are able to make X profit this last year, you should be able to progress in your profit making. If your business is at a minute level, this year, by the end of this year, you should see expansion. That's what it means to thrive. Praise the Lord. If you've been relying on other people to get things done for you in life, by the end of this year, your testimony should be, I know God for myself. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because many Christians are still babies in the Lord. We are all waiting. Let somebody just come and carry all my problem. Let somebody just come and speak one word and everything will just disappear in my life. Hello? Now God does that. But when God wants to move you to maturity, because it takes maturity to actually walk and demonstrate power. It takes maturity in the spirit. Praise the Lord. Galatians chapter 4 and verse 1. The Bible says, no matter, even an heir, an heir to all sorts of inheritance. He said, as long as he remains a child, his inheritance will not be delivered to him. Praise the Lord. No matter how rich a man is, you can be a billionaire at 25. If you have a child and he's 1 year old, you are not going to buy him a Ferrari. You won't even, the only car you will buy him will be an inanimate car. He can't move. He can't talk. Praise the Lord. You know that kind of car that the boy will hold the thing. It is his mouth that we used to drive. Woo, ping, 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 woo. That's what he would do at his age because he is a small child. Hallelujah. Unless you want to kill the child. That is when you will put him behind a car that can move and ask him to start the engine and be moving it. He's going to crash. Praise the Lord. So, beloved, and it takes power to take delivery of your inheritance. It takes the power of God being released. There is nothing that God has already prepared. The Bible says he has given us all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. The blessings are there. All things are ready. Now, how do I get them from there to here? The Bible says it takes the power of God to get those things from there to here. But people that are matured are people who can lay hold on those things from there and draw them here. Praise the Lord. So you can't remain a baby in the Lord. Where everything is being done for you, you are spoon-fed. People, you are looking for people to pray for you. Beloved, if you really want to come into your own, you must learn to pray for yourself. You must learn to heal yourself. You must learn to deliver yourself. Praise the Lord. That's what mature Christians do. Amen. So you won't say, I want to speak to pastor. Pastor has traveled to Greece. He's not around. You say, hey, Mogbe, Yajemi. No, Yauje, you are a child of the living God. The Bible said the veil has been torn into two. And a high priest has already gone into the presence of God. He's done everything. And he's inviting everybody to come in. You have access, direct access to the presence of God. Ask and you shall receive. Seek, you will find. Knock and the door shall be opened unto you. It does not have to depend on any man. It doesn't have to depend on your bishop or on your pastor. Praise the Lord. God has put them there to give you understanding and knowledge of who you are and whose you are. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. It's important. Because I've found out by the Holy Ghost, why are we not coming into our inheritance? Some do not even know their authority as a believer. Let alone talking about power. Hallelujah. The foundation of the release of power is your recognition of your authority. There is no way you can have power without authority. Why? It is what Jesus orders that he delivers. Praise the Lord. I'll give you examples to make it clearer to you. Let's open our Bible. Let me give you a few examples. There's one particular one before I go to our text. Let somebody say, go deeper. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. There is a story in the Bible. And I'm sure many of us have read it. You have heard it in the book of Acts, chapter 16. Beloved, it's time to silence the arrogance of the wicked one. You know, when the devil comes and says, you can't make it. It's arrogance. Hello? When he comes and says, that blessing cannot be your own. You are not one of those people. I mean, the people are talking, you are talking. That's arrogance. That is arrogance. But people
who walk in the power of God will silence that arrogance. Praise the Lord. Put the devil where he belongs. There's a scripture in the book of Peter, I think it's 1 Peter, that said it, 1 Peter chapter 2. He said, when you begin to do good, when you begin to obey what God asks you to do, when you begin to walk in the power of God, he said, you will silence the ignorance of foolish people. Your good will silence them. What you know about God will silence the ignorance of foolish people. Just like Elijah did. He silenced the voices of the priests of Baal. Hallelujah. Now you don't know who God is. You thought your God was God. Now let me silence your ignorance. With what? With power. Glory be to Jesus. We talked a lot about power. For those of you who didn't come to the anointing service, God will help you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Acts chapter 16. Are you there? Are you there? Are you there? Are you there? Okay. Sorry, not 16. 19. Acts 19. Acts chapter 19. I hope I have. 19. Verses 11 to 20. 11 to 20. Now, let me just read this encounter quickly. Please listen. Help me tell your neighbor, be attentive. And God wrought special miracles in the hands of Paul, so that from his body were brought unto the sick handkerchiefs and aprons, and the diseases departed from them, and the evil spirits went out of them. Something caused Paul to be able to release this kind of power. Glory be to Jesus. Then certain of the vagabond Jews. Did you hear what he called them? Vagabond Christians. Hello? Who is a vagabond? Who do we refer to as a vagabond? A vagabond is somebody that moves like a maverick. He does not follow proper order. Praise the Lord. He's at variance with things that are standard. Praise the Lord. They are always away from the right road. They are moving around. They are not settled in any understanding. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. So the Bible says these are vagabond Christians. Exorcists took upon them to call over them which had evil spirits in the name of the Lord Jesus, saying, we adjure you by Jesus whom Paul preached. Hello? And there were seven sons of Sceva, a Jew, a chief of the priests, which did so. And the evil spirit answered and said, Jesus I know, and Paul I know. Who are you really? Exactly. Hello? He said, I can't even identify you. In other words, you are not even like Paul. Neither are you like Jesus. The evil spirit recognizes that power flows from Jesus. Power flows from Paul. But these people had words, but their word is not accompanied with power. Now, I want you to know that they are Jews. I want you to know that they are God's people, because the Jews are God's people. Just as Christians are born again. So it's not every born again person that can intimidate the wicked one. The devil is running rampage. You say, ask yourself, do you carry the power Jesus carries? Do you carry the power Paul carries? Because if you carry that power and you deploy it, they will never ask you, who are you? Because they will know who you are.
Praise the Lord. And if they know who you are, you will silence their arrogance. You know, in your place of work, you know, the devil uses people. In their arrogance, they come, they say all sorts of things. In their arrogance, you might be working because you are not compromising with them. They say all sorts of negative things about you. Hello? They demonstrate their arrogance. But for a child of God, unless you are a baby and you are not growing, that is when you'll be intimidated by their arrogance. No, God sent you there to silence that arrogance. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Okay, let's quickly read on. I'm sure even if I stop now, you have received something. Praise God forevermore. And the evil spirit answered and said, "Who are you, brother?" And the man in whom the evil spirit was leaped on them and overcame them and prevailed against them. May the devil not prevail against you. May the wicked one not prevail against you. But it takes power. Hallelujah. So that they fled out of that house naked and wounded.
Now, oh my goodness, Father, let that not be our experience.
Amen.
That the devil will show up in my business or show up in my family, then I will give up and throw in the towel. That devil is a liar. I know who I am. I know, and I'm fully persuaded that whatsoever I commit into his hand, he's able to keep it. Praise God forevermore. Don't run from the devil. You have the power. Tell yourself, I've got the power. Stop running away. Don't allow yourself to be intimidated by what the enemy is doing. I know that sometimes he can be tough. I know that sometimes you can be hurt. I know that sometimes you are seriously challenged. It's as if everything is against you. But if you stand believing that you have the power of God, you will silence the arrogance of the wicked one. Can I hear an amen? Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. God's children are the most powerful people on the face of the universe. The power we carry is not like human power. We are not talking here about willpower. We are talking about the divine ability of God to do miraculous things. That's what power is. We are talking about dunamis. The Greek called it dunamis. Divine ability of God to do the miraculous. To do things that people would never expect that you can do. That will surprise everybody and strengthen the faith of those who are in trouble. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. The Bible said they fled. Can you imagine? And this was known, 15, that's where I stop. I can't read up to 20. Okay, let me go. And this was known to all the Jews and the Greeks also, dwelling in Ephesus. And fear fell on them all. And the name of the Lord Jesus was magnified. And many that believed came and confessed and showed their deeds. Many of them also, which used curious acts, brought their books together and burned them. What they once believed. You see, when they saw power demonstrated, they saw that the power was better than the power of 7 books of Moses. They saw that this power is not like the power that we have known and we have been following. This is the power that is more powerful than all powers. Praise the Lord. And because of that, they surrendered to it. They bowed. Like the sons of prophets bowed. Hallelujah. Once they saw Elisha as one of them.
Glory, glory, glory. I don't know people that thought you are just like them. But from today, they will come to recognize the power of God upon your life. And they will know that you are not sitting in the same place. That they may be sitting on a chair. That you may have the same designation in the office, but you are seated in heavenly places, far above principalities, powers, dominions, and thrones. Praise the Lord. There is one song our sister introduced to us in church one time. He said, Kikere ni mokere, mololorun la. Kikere ni mokere shubon, mololorun la. So when people are arrogant because they think that they can overpower you, they do not know what you carry inside and what is upon you. Praise the Lord. Because they can't see. For the Bible says, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, nor has it entered the heart of man what God has in store for his people. But he reveals this unto us by his spirit. And the Bible says only the spiritual can discern spiritual things. So they cannot discern. They see you as an ordinary person. You may be working in a place and your boss will be talking anyhow to you. Why? Because he thinks that he has power over you. But by the time you get inside your closet, you go inside the bathroom in your office. I say, I take charge of this place. I dominate everything that wants to dominate me. Now I command that spirit of arrogance in the inside of him. Now loose him and let him go. Every plan he once made against you, he's the one that is going to rewrite it. Praise the Lord. He will overturn his own decrees, overturn his own judgments against you. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. That's what the power of God does. Let somebody shout power.
Power.
It's time for people of God to walk in the power. Walk in the ability of God. It's time to exchange our own inability with his own ability. Praise the Lord. Greater is he than is he. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let me give this one more example and I close today. We'll continue next Sunday. Is that okay? Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Now, the sons of Sceva commanded power without authority. This is what happens to a lot of us Christians. Because, you know, authority has been given unto us. In fact, if God tells you, just like in Deuteronomy chapter 2 and verse 24, when God told the children of Israel, after they left Egypt, they were delivered from the bondage in Egypt, and they left, and God said, I have given you the lands of the Hivites. I've given you the lands of who? Ijebu people and the Kweru people. He said, you can have the lands of the Perusites and the Jebusites, praise the Lord, the Gagashites, the Hivites. I've given you all their lands. Now go and possess them. Now that is authority speaking. Praise the Lord. That is authority. So what all of us have, we have authority. But what many of us do not do is to engage the power. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You can have authority and not be able to deploy power. Praise the Lord. But you need authority to be able to deploy power. The sons of Sceva did not have the authority. And that was why the enemy showed his arrogance and said, who are you? He knew they didn't have the authority to do what they are doing. You can't cast me out. You don't have the authority to do so. But Jesus has given every one of us the authority to cast them out. Praise the Lord. So when you exercise that authority by faith, because faith also must be in the middle of it. Faith is the one that joins your authority to the power. Hallelujah. We'll talk more about that next Sunday. So this last example before we go. Which one should I give? Okay. Esther. The book of Esther. Chapter 4.
In Esther chapter 4, there is something that happened here. The Jews, there was a law, a decree that was given by the king. And this decree was actually going to eliminate all the Jews. Hello? The devil walking through wicked people to eliminate God's people. Hello? Like anyone can say, no. In this nation, we can't have Christians. And they come up with all sorts of laws. And indoctrinate other people with that law. And say, get rid of all these people who call themselves Christians. And this was the time when God has positioned Esther to be queen in that land. Because God already knew what was going to happen. Praise the Lord. You see, wherever God places you, He places you there for a revelation of Himself. Praise the Lord. He wants to reveal Himself. So some of you that are working in the place, you think that it is because of the salary. You know, some places, some people will say, I'm resigning here. I'm going to go and work in that place because they're going to give me double the salary. Praise the Lord. Well, that's fine. Who doesn't want to earn increase? In fact, you support it with Bible. The Bible says we go from glory to glory. Hello? But if it is not the will of God, you do not have the authority to silence the arrogance of wicked people there. You will not be able to. They will intimidate you. What will happen is you will flee as this one fled. You will run out of the place naked. Because God's grace will never sustain you where He didn't send you to. Praise the Lord. So Esther was there. And trouble started. They said, go and kill all the Jews. And Esther knew, hey, I'm one of them. Even though it may not be obvious to everybody. I'm hiding my identity. But what happened? She knew that there was no way because she cannot go to the king. She was looking for a way to influence the king. Hallelujah. I was telling someone yesterday, I said, there is a way you can influence people you work for. Hallelujah. You just have to recognize who you are. God cannot put you in a place and He put you there to just be a doormat for somebody. That's not how God works. Praise the Lord. You can be a slave. You can be a gate man in a place. Are you listening to me? But your value before God is more than being a gate man. Because you are His child. You are not less of His child because you are a gate man. You are not more of His child because you are the CEO. I wish I had somebody who can understand this. We have equal value before God. Praise the Lord. Everybody must walk according to the assignment God has given unto them. You do your assignment on the platform and the space that He created for you. Let the other person do his own. Hallelujah. Amen. That's what is important. Equal value before people. And I've told you, I think I said it at the women's meeting one time. I said, look, it does not matter the kind of anointing you have. You may have Esther anointing, where you are there, where everybody is saying, Mama A, Mama A. Or you may have Jochebed anointing. Nobody knew Moses' mother. Hallelujah. But she was so powerful that she knew what to do with Moses. And Moses delivered the whole nation. So when you think that Esther, she is so great. You think Jochebed is not great? She is great. Glory be to Jesus. If she did not spare the life of Moses, how will a whole nation be delivered? The Bible says she saw something in that guy. And said, this baby, he can't be destroyed. I must provide and protect this child. This one has a purpose. This one has a mission. I can see something in my child that will bring deliverance to my family. I can see something in my child that will bring prosperity to my people. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the living Jesus. So Esther got the authority and said, I'm going to go and pray and fast. And after that I've received the power, then I will go out. Because as a woman, I have a power of influence. She received the power. She went to the king and told the king of all the evil plans. Praise the Lord.
You see, when you stand in the place God wants you to stand as a child of God, and you are not intimidated, you are confident, you have confidence in God's word. Praise the Lord. The end of it will be supernatural favor. She received favor because she stood for what she believed. She refused to be intimidated. She went because she knew she had the authority to do it. And she went and acted by faith. And God released the power. And favor flowed. Praise the Lord. May you receive that power today. Rise on your feet. We pray one prayer. And then we take our communion. Next week we shall continue. I believe God has blessed some people here today. I pray that the word that you have heard, begin to commit it into God, that what you have heard today, Father, in the name of Jesus, turn it to testimony in my life. Let me have a praise report as a result of this word that is being preached in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, I choose to mix this word with faith and let it be profitable to me. Let it be profitable in my life. Beloved, pray. Stop looking at people around. Then you start complaining. Is this how my life is going to be? You've got to do what you're supposed to do. It's time to stop looking at other people as if they are so favorable and then you are less favorable. The devil is a liar. If you do what they do, you will get what they have. Pray, commit it to God. This word that I've had today, this one, no, devil, you will not steal it. This seed of the word of God is going to germinate in my heart. It's going to bring forth fruit in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. From today, I'm going to walk in authority. Father, begin to declare that the power of God, the power of God, let it begin to silence the arrogance of the wicked one in your life. Beloved, where in your life has the devil been showing his arrogance? Has he been showing his arrogance in any area of your life? Silence them. By the power of God, we silence every arrogance of the wicked one and his agents in every area of our lives. In the name of Jesus. In which area of your life, my brother, my sister, are you experiencing a lot of struggle and a lot of trouble? Are you in dilemma? Not knowing exactly what you do and how you are going to get yourself out of the dilemma that you are in. Beloved, receive the power right now and silence the arrogance of wicked people. Confront whatever is confronting you with the power of God. In Jesus' name, we pray. Lift up your two hands. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I thank you because your power is already available to ensure that everything that pertains to our lives and godliness is given to us and is made manifest in our lives. We receive your power right now. Power to operate in the realm of the spirit and draw into our lives our inheritance. We receive that power now in the name of Jesus. Yeah. Father, we receive the power to confront our confrontations and to attack our attackers in the name of Jesus. Yeah. Father, we receive the exceeding greatness of your power towards us who believe. Let that power break into two every water of affliction in our lives. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And by the power of God, we declare that we are moving forward. By the power of God, I declare that your business is thriving. I declare that you are thriving in your academics. I declare that you are thriving on your job. By the power of God, I declare healing to your body, healing to your heart. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, you will thrive in your finances. You will thrive in your relationships. In the mighty name of Jesus, whatsoever has been intimidating you up till now, Father, by your power release today, let those things be intimidated. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, by the power of God, we silence the arrogance of the wicked one. By the power of God, we silence the ignorance of foolish men. In the mighty name of Jesus, from today, walk in power. Walk in your confidence in God. In Jesus' mighty name, the power is yours. The authority is yours. From today, I declare you authorized to put under your feet the devil and all his cohorts. In the name of Jesus Christ, from today, victory will show up in your life. From today, you will overcome. In the mighty name of Jesus, tell yourself, I'm an overcomer. Go to 7 people and tell them, I'm an overcomer. And I'm walking in power. I'm walking in power. I'm walking in miracles. I'm an overcomer. I live a light up. Yes. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Put your hands together for Jesus. Come on, come on. I know that the spirit of heaviness have been destroyed in this place. You are leaving this place confident. In fact, you are leaving this place saying, devil, where are you? Glory. Power. We are about to receive the communion power right now. Beloved, Jesus says, do this in remembrance of me. There is power in communion. Your spirit will join with the spirit of the Father. And there will be release of power in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Once you receive the communion elements, beloved, the element is not the issue. Amen. Amen. It's not the real whatever. Whatever we are doing it by faith. For those people that will say, blood, Jesus is wounding. Hello? You cannot walk in the kingdom of God except by faith. Everything is by faith. We are not doing it for religiosity's sake. It is a spiritual thing that we are doing here. Praise the Lord. Because we believe that the blood of Jesus has delivered us. He has set us free from sin and from death. And we are free. The Bible says, who the Son of God sets free is free indeed. So we are free to deploy the power of God unhindered. Hallelujah. Because of the price that Jesus paid, shedding his blood for us. And Jesus says, I want you to always remember that there is power in my blood. So when you take it, you activate that power. Praise the Lord forevermore. Hallelujah. And when you eat the bread, you are eating my body. My body was broken for you so that yours will not be broken. Now that puts an end to sickness and diseases. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. But it's by faith. So when you take it today, you are receiving healing by faith. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Just begin to thank the Lord. Thank him for what he did. Thank Jesus for what he did on the cross of Calvary. Thank him for the blood, his blood that was shed. It is his blood that guaranteed that we will receive the mercy of God, and we have received the mercy of God. It is his body that was broken that guaranteed our healing from any form of ailments, infirmities, sicknesses, illnesses, and diseases. So begin to thank the Lord for it. That no matter what the enemy brings your way, no matter the challenge, you are not at a dead end, because provision has already been made for your victory. So begin to thank the Lord for it.
Thank him, thank him, thank him. 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 Thank him for it. Thank him for it. Thank him for it. Father, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Lord, for the sacrifice of your Son for us. He sacrificed his blood. He sacrificed his body. That we, oh God, will become the righteousness of God. We are grateful for this sacrifice. We bring it to remembrance today of what he did. My Father, let the blessings of this sacrifice, Father, let it attend our way. Let it attend us in the journey of our lives. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat, for this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. Now eat the body of Jesus Christ.